Just before the Thanksgiving holiday, Erie County's Medicaid Inspector General, Michael Shikala, released his annual report. It reveals that, for the first time since 2008, hydrocodone is not the leading painkiller prescribed by doctors in Erie County. The top drug is ibuprofen.
When we first saw the drop, which was in the first quarter of 2016, the county executive and I discussed this, and we thought it might be due to a number of things. There were a prominent doctor's pain clinic had closed, or we thought perhaps it was just an aberration. But no, it's statistically valid, and the drop is significant.
Shikala believes the numbers show that doctors have an increased appreciation for the addictive nature of opioids like hydrocodone. He also credits reforms signed by the governor earlier this year, including mandatory training for doctors. He also credits the iStop program, which allows doctors to go online and find out if a patient seeking painkillers has also attempted it elsewhere.
That second doctor would know instantaneously, the moment they logged onto the system, that you had asked for pain medication from another doctor earlier that day. Now, that doesn't mean you wouldn't get it. People lose medication. Sometimes people are robbed. But nevertheless, the doctor would be aware of what happened. And just the fact that the doctor is aware of what's happened has caused the number of hydrocodone prescriptions and a number of other painkiller prescriptions to drop dramatically.
Earlier this year, Erie County officials feared there may be more than 500 deaths linked to opioid overdoses. Hydrocodone is a drug that many times leads to heroin and fentanyl. Shikala believes the downward trend in hydrocodone prescriptions could bring the anticipated death toll down as well. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.